All aboard, next stop, adventure. This is Excelsior. She would have never gotten a job in radio if this was 1947. If this was 1947, she would have been a terrible secretary. It's Brittany.
Thank you all for listening to Excelsior, brought to you by me, Brittany, and Brittany Photography. If you like my podcast, please consider donating to Excelsior. There are three ways you can help donate. If you go to brittleyp.com, that's brittleyghp.com, and you click on ways to donate. There are three ways you can help out Excelsior, and that's becoming a Patreon member, buying some of my photography, and or a one-time donation through Venmo. And everything is on the website, so check it out. Beep, boop, da, pop, pop. If you become a Patreon member, memberships are as low as $1 a month. And as a member, you get behind-the-scenes content. You get a free ticket to my art shows that I do once a month. You get gifts from podcast members. And you also get one free headshot a month. If you guys want to check out my website, you can see when the next art show is, see where my next headshots are going to be. That is all going to be on brittleyp.com. I also now have a YouTube channel, and that is Brittany Excelsior. And you can also check out my Instagram, which is Brittany_Excelsior. Thank you for listening. How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I know it's Mike.
Yep.
And
Derek.
Yep.
Derek with Mitchell Realty, right?
Yep.
Okay. What do we have here at this booth? You have like a spinning wheel, spin to win.
Spin to win, some candy.
Yep. Ooh. Some koozies, and we got water bottles, and then we have a, you can come by and enter to win two $50 gift cards, one to the birdhouse and then one to Hack and Mueller.
Heck yeah. And what do you, I'm going to come around because this is weird. What do you guys, what does your business, your realty bring to the community?
Well, we're a local brokerage here. We specialize in kind of this western quadrant, and we're local here in downtown Robbinsdale. Our office is right behind the birdhouse, and we know the area very well.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm excited. I don't know. What do we expect for today?
What do we expect? Just a whole lot of candy for kids and fun. What about you, Derek? What do we expect?
Yeah, same thing. Fun for the kids and just enjoying the community.
Awesome. Were you here last year?
We weren't set up, but I came.
Okay, okay. So this is like the first booth that you guys have.
That's correct.
Oh, exciting. All right. Well, both. It's first for both of us.
Oh,
all
nice.
Of us, yeah. So, cool. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's just a Christian Bible group. So,
so
pretty much.
Yeah. There's no one being
Christian. Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Good. Can I talk to you guys about KMC Dance?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes,
for sure.
All right, well, tell me about it. Who are you and what's KMC Dance?
I'm a mom. I'm a dance mom. Olivia is over there with her girlfriends, and they've been dancing at KMC since they were three. They'll be 11 this year. This is their 8th year at KMC.
Oh, cool.
This is the only group of people that all three of the people at the booth wanted to talk right away.
I love this. Yeah. Yeah.
Dance mom mentality.
Dance moms.
Dance teacher.
Yes, I am the dance teacher. Yes. So this is our 65th year in business, so it's a super exciting year. And yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Taylee.
Taylee, yes. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So what kind of dances are they?
Well, performing today, we have two jazz dances and then an open dance, which is kind of a mix of different styles of dance. But at our studio overall, we offer hip hop, jazz, ballet, acro, oh my goodness.
Lyrical
contemporary. We offer a ton at our studio. So
points.
Yes. Awesome, awesome. And who are you?
I'm Julie. I'm one of the dance moms as well. Oh. Just like with Cassie, my daughter has been dancing with KMC for about 8 years. It's her 8th year. She's been dancing since she was three, and we absolutely love it, and we keep coming back.
So it's so good. Do you guys just sign up in like 8-year chunks, or?
Yeah, like, pretty much.
Like,
yeah.
It's like two election terms.
Yeah, actually.
Sign up for 8 years. Yeah.
It seems like give a discount if they do like 15-year packages.
Most of our kids dance for 15 years, so from 3 all the way till they graduate. So a lot of kids do get a 15-year trophy.
Who's the most successful kid?
Oh my goodness.
Oh, boy. Wow.
In the history
well,
of
Taylee, that. She's back Taylee, teaching
she's,
everybody.
Yeah, this is my 21st year with the studio. No, but all of our kids are super successful. They're so amazing and very talented, and they work super hard. So.
Oh, cool. So you start, how old were you when you started going there?
I was 3 or 4, which is when most kids start. But we do get plenty of kids that start at like 5 or 10 or 15. So, yeah.
Okay. Do any of the kids want to interview, do you think, one of your kids?
We could ask you.
Maybe just do the dance. Just film the dance? Film the result of the
Oh, yeah, let's do the results.
And then...
Okay. Hey. Yeah. Are you guys all on together? You guys all dance together?
Yeah, we all dance together as a studio. I'm in our oldest group, and then they're in one of our younger groups, but... we're such a great community as a studio, so it's, I mean, I teach them because I'm one of the assistants at KMC, so I've gotten to know them over the past year, and I mean, it's just so great being able to dance with all different ages.
Oh, cool. Could we get a little sample of a dance thing for the video, or?
Well, we're going to be starting our performances here in a couple minutes, but we dance so many different styles, and we have so much to offer. We probably have something for everyone, and I always recommend someone to try it because it might end up being something you love. I've been dancing since I was 4, and I've never felt more like I found my thing that I want to do.
Cool, awesome. What was your name?
Sydney.
Sydney, thank you so much.
Try dance because it might be something you love.
That was a quote.
There we go.
Hi, excuse me.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What do you do? Are you a dancer?
I'm not a dancer.
Oh, you are not?
If the money's right, I am.
Oh, really? Okay, yes. Okay. What brings you over here, is it?
Well, I'm a taxpayer here in Robbinsdale, so I want to make sure everything is good to go.
All right.
I want to make sure there's the right amount of churches here. And apparently there are, so.
I want to make sure there's the right amount of Excel energy here.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to make sure there's the right amount of Verizon Wirelesses here.
In fact, Robbinsdale Schools has wonderful water bottles for anybody who's interested.
All right,
you have to be a taxpayer, though. Got to show a utility bill.
Okay, that sounds great. Yeah,
that's
okay.
Big. You sound like
the cameraman. He's kind of wide.
I know you're not, but you sound like the mayor of this city.
I could be. I have the qualifications.
Have you considered running for mayor or running away from mayor?
No. And, politics is not for me.
All right.
Long story short, yes.
Patient, so I don't actually know what.
That's right. What are you guys doing?
Hiya. We're doing a little podcast. Do you want to talk about, are you with Lions
Gym?
Yeah.
Okay. We're doing physical therapy and wellness.
Well, this is the right place then. You're here. So, yes, we're in front of Lions Gym. There's chiropractic, physical therapy, massage therapy in here. We are the physical therapist. My partner was just here, but he is showing some people around inside.
Which part of physical therapy are the nunchucks and the brass knuckles?
If you're really hurt and you need something dead serious, this is what we pull out. Or if you're being a little lippy and you come in, then we might pull those out too.
Okay. So this is kind of like... It's kind of
So they're actually used for like massage, but for different areas of your body that you either can't reach, really hard to get to.
I want a nunchuck massage.
They can feel pretty good, but honestly, it can be pretty painful in some areas too. So it's good and bad.
Okay, so how long has Lions Gym been around? Because it's a small business, right? It's owned by a couple?
That's a really good question. Yeah, so the chiropractor in here is actually, him and his wife own it. They've had it for, gosh, I don't even know how long. So us as PT, we've only been in here for a year with them. But it's family owned. They know everybody's name that walks in the door. It's really cool to be a part of it. It's a little different than like the Snap Fitnesses and those type of things. And again, yeah, you got kind of one-stop shop of a whole bunch of things in here, so it's a cool place.
That's awesome. What are the owners' names? Steven
and Leah Menya. M-E-N-Y-A. Yep.
What's the most interesting form of physical therapy you guys do here? Because it seems kind of avant-garde.
I mean, I'm pretty biased, but I think all of physical therapy is interesting. But again, we do cupping. So like if you saw a couple years ago in the Olympics where Michael Phelps had all the circles on him, we do that. We do dry needling, which is like using acupuncture needles a little differently. But so a whole bunch of different things. Yeah, honestly.
It is exciting. This would be even like... Like, if I was a vlogger, like, this would be something I'd go to just vlog. Like, I went to the gym and got cupped and needled, and I got a nunchuck massage, and I got physical therapy with brass knuckles. Like, what a cool thing. If you're a famous TikToker, this is your chance to get even more famous than you are now.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thanks for stopping by.
Oh, yeah. I want to take one of those.
If you guys want,
I don't even know what this is.
It's like a key holder thing.
Oh, cool.
I don't know what the blue ones really do. They're just a little gym membership or PT consult as well. If you're interested, you can sign up.
Rio? Hi, where are you going? No. She says no and I follow her.
We're just walking around until I gotta get my daughter to dance class.
Okay, I'll let you go. But maybe I'll walk with you. What are you excited for?
Today?
Yeah.
Just run into people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is your daughter in with the dance team?
No.
Not KMC. Right?
No.
Okay. All right.
Competitor.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll leave. I'll let you go. Okay.
Which is fine.
Yeah. This is like trick or treating for kids in September.
Yeah, absolutely. I even got a cross on my little bingo card from the local church, and apparently, if I put this into a giant raffle, I might get something cool. So I'm excited.
Great.
So
yeah.
I'm gonna. Like, they are giving away water bottles, guys. Like, it's really exciting.
What?
I wonder what other things might be given away for free today.
No, I don't know.
Oh my god, a balloon. It looks like a mouse. A mouse balloon. Yes. We're gonna go find some more trick-or-treats for adults.
Yeah, where's the adult?
Somewhere over there.
Oh.
That, are they giving away free beer? Because I would be down.
I got free beer in my car.
You do? Well, it looks like, I mean, there's farmer's insurance with pens and dum-dums. So I think my kids are going to be into
they're actually pretty
dum-dums.
Smart over there.
Really? There you are? Okay, cool.
I'm a dilly-dally dum-dum.
Robbinsdale. Streets of Robbinsdale. It's pretty wild.
Darn Dingleberry.
It's pretty wild. What do you have with Robbinsdale? Like, how much do you love Robbinsdale?
Quite a bit.
How long have you been here?
Well, I actually don't live in Robbinsdale, but I used to work at Wicked Ward over there.
So your heart is in Robbinsdale?
Precisely, yep.
Would you ever...
Not. Here's actually a funny story. Wicked Ward is located right here. My grandmother used to own a speakeasy that is located that was right there.
Oh, really?
Yep.
When was that?
Way back when in the 20s.
It was
my great-great-grandmother.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
What a badass.
Right?
Oh. And your grandmother...
Thank you.
How's it going?
Very well, I thank you.
Oh, cool. So you're the current mayor?
I am the current mayor, yes.
Do you have any advice for the future mayor?
She's the future
mayor. Yeah, I do. Run like 13 years from now.
Okay. And then what should I do?
Then you should, first of all, go to my funeral.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Speak well of me.
I will.
And then... what you should do is, hopefully you will have written me a letter and I can give you some advice. Yes.
All right. So, awesome. So you're doing selfies over here.
I am.
Oh, cool. Can I get a selfie?
You can.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So you want one? Do you want me to take it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you take a selfie.
Maybe you can hold this.
Yeah.
She doesn't want the hat.
No cap.
No cap. All right. Okay. Yeah, we have our hands
full. So what is your name?
I'm Brittley.
B-R-I-T-L-E-Y?
L-E-I-G-H.
For the and. No, what's your first name?
Brittley.
Brittley and B-R-I-T-L-E-I-G-H?
Yep.
Okay. See, I still have it, even though you're going to be defeating me out here soon. Where do you live?
I live in Robbinsdale.
Well, that's a good place for
the
future
mayor
to live. So are you... Okay, 1, 2, 3. Oh, wait a minute. We needed this.
Oh, yeah, we needed this. That was a great photo, though. Here.
All right.
Maybe I can take a side.
Okay.
This is great. Future Robbins Del Mayor with the current mayor.
So are you trying to, okay, one,
two,
three. Are you trying to get on commissions or anything to build your resume?
No, I'm not. I'm not actually going to be a mayor.
Oh.
But I could be. I mean, I could be. Should I be?
It is time to have a woman again, yes.
Okay, maybe I should.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe maybe you should talk me through this sometime.
I will. And why does it say Excelsior on your microphone?
That's the name of my podcast.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah. So what do you usually talk about on the podcast?
I interview small business businesses in Minneapolis and artists.
And then what happens? Do you disseminate it?
And then they self-actualize and reach a higher vibration, and then they go on to become worldwide and win Emmys and Oscars and Pulitzer Prizes.
Well, hopefully they do. If you have Spotify.
Oh, I do have Spotify.
Oh,
yes.
That's great. Yeah, it's
will it connect?
Don't forget
right
the
here.
Little exclamation point.
She just connects all the coolest people in the world.
Well,
yeah, and I do like art shows.
Too, so
yeah.
So what am I searching? Am I searching?
Yep, search Excelsior.
Hashtag future mayor of Robbinsdale.
Yeah. Yeah, future mayor.
Excelsior.
Yeah.
Okay, hashtag.
Yep, there I am, the top there. Recognize that little...
Oh, yeah. Britt Lee.
Britt Lee.
Just like we spelled it.
Just like
so
we
what
spelled
do I do
it.
Like you spelled it.
Yep.
What do I do with it now? Do I download it?
You can hit follow, and then you can get little notifications.
Where does it say follow? Okay.
Yeah.
Following. I'm following
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Yeah.
So some people run for office. I'm scared I would run away from office.
Yeah, I did not do that. So I've been the mayor for only 2 years, but I've been on the council 42 years almost.
Oh, wow.
So this was the first time I ran for mayor was in 2020 when Biden ran. But when I was first elected, that would have been Ronald Reagan got elected that day.
Oh, wow.
So I can't tell you how old I am other than the fact that I was born in November of 1953. So the day I was elected in 1980... was the day before my birthday. So now you could figure out my exact birthday.
Oh, yeah.
If you had access to the internet.
Oh, yeah, or I could do math.
Yes.
I'm going to be the next mayor. I hope
yes.
I know that.
Right. Well, yeah, you don't have much to overcome in being a better mayor than me, but I am good at math. So
we have that in common, right?
What kind of things are you trying to do to build communities?
Well, you know, the office of the mayor is just like 90% administrative things is what you do. Same with the school board. And so this is a school board member. You might want to interview her next.
Oh, yeah.
So what am I doing to build community? This kind of thing is, you know, you try to get groups to help you and do that for you. So the Chamber of Commerce... And, you know, we need to reach out to our kids more and things like that. And, you know, get together with everybody.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Can I host an event for Robbinsdale to build communities?
Yes, you can. Yeah.
Oh,
that'd be great. So, yeah, I wish I had a card, but...
I host speed friending events.
Speed wedding?
Speed friending.
Speed friending,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. For people who don't know each other at all.
Okay, not like a dating thing.
Friending.
Just to be a friend. Yeah, nice.
It's kind of where people can get to know each other and bring like people together that normally wouldn't be brought together.
Mm-hmm.
Speed acquaintancing.
So now you want to talk to Sharon, undoubtedly.
Oh, yeah, Sharon.
Hi.
I think Sharon wants to talk to you.
She's in
line. Oh, I think they're waiting to talk to him.
Hi, are you Sharon?
Hi,
I'm Brittley.
We were referred to you by the mayor.
Yes, that's a big deal.
You get mayor referrals? Dang.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I do a podcast called Excelsior right here. So just kind of talk to small business owners and artists and entrepreneurs in the cities. And what do you do?
I'm Sharon Brooks Green. I am a school board director here in Robbinsdale Area School District, which consists of 7 cities. So Robbinsdale is 1, Crystal, New Hope, Golden Valley, Brooklyn Center, parts of Brooklyn Center, parts of Brooklyn Park, and Plymouth.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So how long have you been a part of that?
I was appointed in November 2021, so about 10 months now. I've been monitoring, creating policy, and governing our policies for our district, which is a big responsibility considering we have so many children who are depending on me to give it my best thoughts, best education, best experience, and to collaborate with them and our stakeholders, the community, the mayors, and everyone. Yeah. It's going to take all of us.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And what kind of changes are you pushing for?
Well, one of the changes that I was reaching for, one of my goals as school board director, was to basically intricate the word equity into our equal education opportunity policy. So I led the conversation about equity, which is just another word for grace. It's just another word to give grace. So to change the narrative of the word equity and take it from something negative into something positive was really a good accomplishment for me that I felt good about doing. So now our equal education opportunity policy is flooded with the word equity. So now our children can get equal education as well as an equitable education. And I feel really, really good about that.
That's awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for all that you do and being a part of that.
And I thank the mayor here, Bill Blonigan, for suggesting that we talk.
Yeah, that is wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm going to, I want to get a photo of you two, if that's
okay.
Okay,
yeah, sounds good.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
It's the person that's doing it.
Right.
I know my role.
I feel like we should just do a little warm up.
That's funny.
That's true.
Yeah.
Have you watched that show, Only Murders in the Building?
Yeah.
So it kind of reminds me of what you're doing in a little way. They have a podcast. Have you watched it? I believe it's on Hulu. Oh. Only Murders in the Building.
Okay, let me stand on this side. Here.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask a real question for this, or should I just talk about Only Murders in the Building?
Oh, you could talk about murders.
Only Murders in the Building.
I'm just kidding.
On Hulu.
No, I'm just kidding.
You should watch it.
Okay, I will. So tell me what is the best part about Robbinsdale?
Well, everybody says the best part about Robbinsdale is the small town, hometown feeling with access convenient to the Twin Cities. So, I can leave my house and I can be at Target Field in 18 minutes.
Yes.
But I'm here today in an authentic human scale downtown. So, like, you can walk across even during regular business hours and not get smacked by some car on Central Avenue in Columbia Heights and in Minneapolis. Many more businesses than us. I'm envious of all those businesses, but it's not a human scale place,
yeah.
Central Avenue. You got to go across eight lanes of traffic in some places and sometimes just six lanes of traffic.
Yeah.
So that gives us our authentic human scale. And then what we don't have, but for Hy-Vee, I guess, Walgreens and CVS, is chains and big box stores. And so we have these local businesses that are owned by people that are just around here. And so when I'm spending my money at the hardware store instead of Home Depot, I'm helping support a family business that's from around here.
As the mayor, do you get like a discount everywhere you go? Do you get like the mayor, like, is being the mayor like, oh yeah, free pedicures, free manicures, free spa day?
I assiduously avoid that. Yeah, no, I don't. There's a joke coming up, but I won't say that. I'll tell you later, maybe. But no, I avoid that. Sometimes I wonder if people are giving me a discount, but I don't think they are. And
you want to support all the small businesses, especially in Robbinsdale, like you were saying.
That's right, yeah. I mean, any council member would want to do that. liberal, conservative, somewhere in between. Everybody that runs for the council really loves their city, no matter what city they're in, you know? So.
And I really do love the way Robbinsdale feels such like a small town, but it's not. It's like right next to the city.
Right. Yeah, so that's kind of what I, you know, one marketer told us, don't use that tagline that you're a small town next to the big city, because everybody says that all over the country. But try as I might, you can't come up with anything better, because that's really what it is, and that's what people like. You can have the nickname Birdtown, that's cool, but what people like is the small town feel next to everything.
Yes, it's very true. I love Robbinsdale. Thank you so much.
You what?
I love Robbinsdale a lot. I just moved here last year, and I love it.
Where do you live now? Oh, you live in Robbinsdale.
In Robbinsdale.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're running for mayor.
I am running for mayor. Yes, I'm running for mayor, yes. Eventually.
Yes.
Yeah, in 13 years.
Yes. Right.
Thank you so much again. Hi, I hear you're a very honest person.
I am a very honest person. There are many people in this community that wish I weren't so honest. Many people who wish I would perpetuate the lies that are sometimes perpetuated. So yes, I'm honest to a fault.
Awesome. What is your name?
My name is Renee Bowman, and I'm a candidate for the Robbinsdale School District Board of Directors. So.
Awesome. And what changes do you want to make in the school?
Part of the changes that need to be made is we must balance that budget. If we're not taking care of the money, they've cut so many programs, they've cut vocational ed, they've cut the pathways for so many students, and how are they going to have the tools to build an incredible future if we can't give it to them now? So we need to balance the budget, we need to restore community trust, and we need to make sure that our schools are safe for our students. Those are three hot topics right now.
Awesome, awesome. So do you have information to vote for you?
Yes, I do. Right here is my
vote for
this shows
Renee.
Some of the ills and information for my website. We are having a meet and greets coming up. That is Kim's, and we're rather grassrootish because we are up against some incumbents, and we really need to have people know that they can have a voice with voting us into office. I was on the school board before, and I was also mayor of the city of Crystal before for an 8-year term. And one of the things I prided myself on was community building and healthy budgets. And we'll get there again, but we need to get good people into the school board.
How do you recommend doing more community building?
A big part of community building is getting out in the community and talking with people, bringing them in and having them ask questions and finding answers for them, because I don't know everything, but I will take your question and I will follow it through all the way to the end to prove that your question was important, it should have been asked, and we're here to answer questions.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for stopping by the booth. We really appreciate you being here.
Yes, of course.
Great.
Candy?
I do like candy.
Do you like looking at puppies?
I love puppies.
Have you ridden on a horse?
I have. Have you?
No.
Is there a horse here?
No.
No? Wait, are you sure? Have you seen a lot of things yet?
I've seen penguins at the zoo.
Oh, but not here. There's no penguins here. No.
Have you seen some flowers? I seen the cat. Have you seen the kitty smelling flowers?
No. Is there a cat smelling flowers? Yeah?
Have you petted a bird? Help a bunny?
Yes.
I have.
You have? Cool. Do you want to say what your name is?
Ruby.
Ruby. And Ruby, what are you doing here today?
I like finding dogs.
How many dogs have you found here?
100.
100 dogs?
And last week week I lost in my tooth.
Can I see? Oh my gosh. Did it hurt? No.
I just popped it out.
You did? Like, no problem? Yeah. Did you get money from the Tooth Fairy?
Yeah, I got it $5.
$5? You know, when I was your age, I got a quarter.
Last week I gave in my Tooth Fairy's, Cindy to my big brother.
You did? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That's so cool. Well, Ruby. Bubbles. Oh, what? Sorry, what?
Bubbles.
Do you want me to let you go play Bubbles? Okay, thank you for the interview.
You're welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Madeline.
Madeline, what are you doing here today?
I'm licking a popsicle. I mean, not popsicle, sucker.
A sucker. So, where did you get this sucker?
Yeah. And I have a lot of candy in my little bag.
So where did you get all these candies?
A bunch of different booths.
Robbinsdale, in Robbinsdale, right? A little Robbinsdale. What is this called? Open Streets or Meet and Greet?
I don't know.
You just showed up.
Yeah, I just showed up. You know, like, I'm the queen of the world.
You are?
Yeah, I'm the replacement of the Queen of England. Yeah, I'm the queen of the world now.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even get... You're the queen's replacement?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even know. How did I get this opportunity to meet you?
I don't know. I think we just ran into each other at a like tiny like fair thing.
Oh, cool. Well, Madeline, it's an honor.
I know. I'm the best.
What do you have to say to everybody on the podcast in the world?
I would say don't let people stop you from following your dreams.
All right. I like that. I like that a lot. That's pretty wise. You're a good queen. You're going to make a good queen. Yeah. Thank you. Anything else you want to ask?
Well, also, if you want to work, maybe, by the way, my mom's a photographer, and she, like, really needs more customers. So, like, if you want to meet my mom, you probably want to find her. So, she's a really good photographer.
You're a really nice daughter. That's a good shout out. All right.
She's right over there.
Hey, excuse me, Nell.
Yes.
Nell Curry, could I stop you for a little interview?
Yes. Yes, you could.
How's it going today?
Oh, it's great, Britt. I mean, it's just meeting and greeting people, you know.
Oh, yeah. Have you met a lot of really cool people?
Yes, and just saying hi to people who, you know, I love to see walking up and down this main street.
So it's funny, I just interviewed the mayor of Robbinsdale, and I thought you were the mayor.
I mean, who would have thought, right? I just don't have time.
I just found out you weren't.
And when she talked to the mayor, she was like, I just interviewed the owner of the birdhouse.
I know. I was so confused. This whole time I thought Nell was the mayor.
I know, Britt. I know.
Wait, but you got the mayor?
No, I really just don't have time right now. I'm just a little busy.
So you just like told some random guy to pretend to be you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we look a lot alike, I figured.
I mean, I don't see it.
I don't either, actually.
Okay. So what do you have over here?
Let's look at some nachos. We're selling some nachos. And we were giving samples of the Midwest sushi.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. I gotta check this out. Okay. Excuse me, ma'am. Adrian? Do you have time for a little interview?
Sure.
I've got a question. Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. I'm gonna interview you in a second.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, being the owner of the birdhouse, you must get a lot of interesting people just coming through, and you get to be really connected to the whole community and be kind of in the nexus of an event.
Yeah, kind of. And food and drinks just bring people together. We learned next year we should be open during this event because everybody is trying to go in and get some drinks.
We don't want business. We're doing demotions. Don't come in.
Good to know that next year I think we'll try to be open during the meet and greet.
We're reverse marketers. We reverse market. Don't come in. Don't buy drinks. Don't buy food. Plenty of other stuff to see. You're like, well, I want to find out why she doesn't want us to buy drinks. And you get full crowds of people, more longer lines than people voting in the elections.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
Have you had fun? Have you seen a lot of interesting people?
Yeah, so many people. It's been really fun. It's like a warm little community. You see people you know. You like hear about like businesses and things that are happening you don't know about.
Yep. Yeah, it's a good turnout. The weather couldn't be better. I mean, we're Minnesotan. We better talk about the weather.
Oh yeah, the weather. The weather. Actually, it is a really nice day. Oh my gosh! And there's a light up tea over there. Okay, it's time for you. I'm gonna come around. Okay, what? You're packing up?
Yeah, we sold all that we packed.
Oh my gosh. So your food must be really good.
I mean, I would say it's out of this world.
But it's in this world, but it's out of this world.
Yeah.
It's
intergalactic.
Intergalactic birdhouse.
Yes.
I love that. What was your best part of today?
I would say the nacho cheese. Because it's so gooey. Highly recommended.
Your nacho cheese is so good. Okay.
It just holds everything all together.
Oh, it is the best nachos. We keep having people trying to come in here, but all right. Well, okay.
You want a chip?
I do. Here, will you put it in my mouth? I'll crunch it.
Okay. I just scrape my finger on your teeth.
No, really good. The birdhouse. So good. All right.
Do you want one more?
Yeah, one more. Walk. Yeah, get some. Oh yeah, that's good. I don't think this is an option. All right. Get ready, Jason, because it's coming. So you're here representing Salon Halo. And what's happening today?
A lot of professional golfers coming out trying to win a prize.
Oh, cool. A little putt-putt golf over here.
That's right. Putt for a prize. You get a hole-in-one. You get a koozie or a product sample.
Oh, cool. So what? Tell me about hair and beauty.
I don't know anything about this. Look at my hair. Don't I look really good?
Yeah, your hair looks great. Who does your hair?
Amanda, she gets my hair all the time.
And Amanda's your wife, and she owns Salon Halo, and she's a Excelsior famous.
She does make Excelsior famous, and she's very good at her job, and she is our fearless leader that has managed us through a pandemic.
How long has Salon Halo been in Robbinsdale?
We've been here in Robbinsdale for 8 years, going into our 10th year, and doing very well. We have our new esthetician, Ave, here. She just started, and she's booking some spectacular specials tonight, so why don't you ask her what she's got going on.
All right. Hi.
Hi.
Tell me about what's going on with your specials.
All right, so here at Salon Halo, we are doing a special for $50 anytime you book in September. For a one-hour facial, it was $80, so you save $35. But yeah, it's just a one-hour facial, and we're just getting people's skin right from summer into fall.
Awesome. That's a really good deal. Facials are expensive.
Mm-hmm. It's a good time to relax, too.
Mm-hmm. So I hear you're the best esthetician ever.
I mean, I don't want to brag, but that's what people say. So I don't say it, but, you know, everybody says it.
All right, Robbinsdale. Now that I feel like there's no estheticians around here, now that you're here, everyone's going to be looking really good.
Everyone's kind of scared, so they've just been kind of moving out. So.
Yeah. Well, I have a customer for you. She's been wanting a facial, and so I'll send her your way.
All right. That sounds great. Thank
awesome.
You.
Oh, wait. What are you most excited for?
For what?
Anything. Today or for here?
I'm excited to walk around when I get off this booth and see what's been happening that I've been missing.
All right, I'll stand here. You go.
Okay.
Right now, go.
No.
All right. Okay.
Do you want to be on this podcasty thingy?
Yeah, I have questions.
Is it about her? Well, yeah, you could say like how awesome.
All right, so
is it for you? Is it
no. about you? So Amanda owns Salon Halo, and she is out here looking at all these beautiful Robin's Dahlians.
I'm here with Pat.
She's here with Pat, and everyone looks so good.
And her.
Pat Maher.
Because because your hair looks so good.
No, it is awesome.
Can I touch it?
It's Salon Halo hair.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that does feel really good.
No, really, and it's their product too.
Yeah.
No.
Oh my gosh, this is living, walking proof that Salon Halo is making everyone so beautiful.
She was the first one to dye my hair.
Yes.
Are you ever?
Ever.
Yeah.
8 years ago when
Eight
you first
ago.
Opened. Yeah.
Wow. Yep. That's so cool.
We're part of the beautification committee of Robbinsdale.
You are.
The beautification committee.
It's turning heads,
making waves,
making
coloring the
crowning
world.
Glory.
Crowning glory. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
that's
that.
No.
Yeah, can't say
no,
that.
We can't say
Have
that.
Have you ever done anyone like Edward Scissorhands?
No.
Oh
no.
My gosh, look at Ruby's fox.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh, look at her little
She's
fox.
Pretty good
well,
too.
Nice talking
to you.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, it was so great talking to you guys. Thank you for the beautiful, your hair looks beautiful, you look gorgeous.
No, really, you need to make an appointment. Well, good luck getting an appointment is all I gotta say.
That's all she has to say.
You really do need to book in advance, right?
Yes.
No, I'm not lying.
Yeah, weeks in advance.
I'm an 8-year regular and I have to book in advance.
Word's gotten out.
Oh my gosh.
Word's gotten out.
Always busy.
I love it. Thank you so much, Amanda.
Thank you.
See you guys.